AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A newly unsealed order in the criminal case against Kilmar Abrego Garcia reveals that high-level Justice Department officials pushed for his indictment only after he was mistakenly deported and then ordered returned to the U.S. Abrego Garcia has pleaded not guilty in federal court to charges of human smuggling. He's seeking to have the case dismissed on the grounds that the prosecution is vindictive, a way for President Trump's administration to punish him for the embarrassment of his mistaken deportation. Starting January 1st, Americans in five states who use SNAP benefits to buy groceries will face new restrictions on soda, candy, and other foods. Indiana, Iowa, Nebraska, Utah, and West Virginia are the first of at least 18 states to prohibit the purchase of certain foods through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. One of football's top star receivers is facing criminal charges, including strangulation.
Authorities say New England Patriots star wide receiver Stephon Diggs is facing strangulation and other criminal charges related to an incident earlier this month. News of the charges emerged after a court hearing on Tuesday in Dedham, Massachusetts. It was immediately unclear what led to the charges. Diggs' lawyer said in an emailed statement that Diggs, quote, categorically denies these allegations. The 32-year-old NFL veteran joined New England last March. He is the leading receiver for the AFC East champions with 82 catches and 970 yards receiving. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaugh.
Police in Germany say thieves stole between 10 and 90 million euros worth of property from safety deposit boxes inside a bank vault. Police believe a large drill was used to break through the vault's basement wall just before 4 a.m. on Monday. The heist took place in Gelsenkirchen. The Sparkasse Bank and police say some 2,700 bank customers were affected. This is AP News. More artists are canceling their scheduled performances at Washington's Kennedy Center following its renaming.
The board of Washington, D.C.'s Kennedy Center voted less than 2 weeks ago to rename it, and workers added Trump's name the very next day. Not long after came the cancellations, a Christmas Eve jazz concert, and now a jazz New Year's Eve featuring the supergroup The Cookers. They didn't mention the renaming, but emphasized their commitment to music that bridges divisions. Separately, sax player Billy Harper says he would never even consider performing in a venue bearing a name that he says represents overt racism and deliberate destruction of African American music and culture. Kennedy Center President Richard Grinnell tells AP the last-minute cancellations show those artists were always unwilling to perform for everyone. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
The Omaha Steaks end-of-season sale is here to deliver everything you crave to reset after the holidays. From handcrafted USDA-certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and more, you know exactly what you're getting. Premium lean protein that everyone loves. Visit OmahaSteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their end-of-season sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code AUDIO at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.